Well, Lane Kiffin's got a request for the upcoming October Tennessee Ole Miss showdown. Is it unreasonable? We'll tell you next on the Starting Lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Live, local, and on your radio from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Coming up 8:15, Trey Wallace is going to be joining us. Some Outkick got some big news to break with Trey Wallace. He's got a new career venture. We're going to get to him with that coming up at 8:15 this morning. Not only that, but gentlemen, I went to the Tennessee Valley Fair last night in search of answers, and I got those answers. And I got those answers documented. I'll share those with you coming up before 9 a.m. this morning. We get started, though, with former Tennessee football coach Lane Kiffin, now current Ole Miss head football coach in Oxford. And listen, Will, the ratings are in from Monday Night Football. Have you seen the ratings on the Peyton Manning megacast with Levy, with Greasy, with Lewis Reddick?
I have not, no.
All right, so these are the numbers you need to know. I'll just push these across for you right now. A total of 7.6 million people. I'm sorry. I've got my computer refreshing on me. 7.6 million people watched the Raiders-Ravens game on ESPN, okay? 6.9 million watched it on ABC. 800,000 people watched ESPN2's megacast and included Peyton and Eli Manning.
Interesting.
Which, to me, is not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Not bad whatsoever. So, again, those numbers, you're looking at roughly about 7.6 there on the ESPN telecast and 800,000 who are watching over on ESPN2. Well, that led Lane Kiffin to tweet out yesterday, remember that game between Tennessee and Ole Miss, that's coming up later in the month of October. And Lane tweeted yesterday, come on, college football, ESPN, give the people what they want. They want Eli, they want Peyton. So why not bring the megacast and have Peyton alumni Tennessee, Eli alumni Ole Miss? Why not have them megacast the October 16th showdown here in Knoxville?
And so this started on Reddit, right? Reddit College Football, that board, or subreddit. That's where this started a few days ago. Barstool went ham about it, I guess, the next day.
Yeah.
And then Lane tweeted that yesterday. So there's momentum, if you will, that's rolling with this thing to get that done. Now, from what I've read in the sports business side of things, what it would take is the Mannings people, ESPN's people coming up with just whatever the prorated cost of an 11th game would be, because they're going to do this 10 times,
right?
And this would be the 11th one if they were able to do that, but they would be able to get this done probably pretty easily because all the production stuff's already set up and things like that, right? You're just press and record, paying the people to work 10% more,
sure,
that year, and you've got this for Ole Miss against Tennessee. It would be absolutely fantastic to see. Absolutely. It was a paid announcement, actually. I got paid to say that would be fantastic to see.
I want my thumb in the sugar bowl.
So here's the thing. That's not the most massive game that's on the schedule that day. It's not the most massive game of the season.
True. True.
But we all want to see it, right? Like, everybody wants to see that happen, right?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sorry for whoever actually is going to be given the broadcast, whoever the team is in the booth October 16th. Because I'm going to be watching Peyton and Eli the entire time.
Well, and one thing I think that we've learned during COVID, and we've known this for years, I think, or we've hoped it as fans for years, but one thing we've learned during COVID, one thing networks have learned is, if you've got a chance to create a happening, you create a happening
of course.
Week. So this is their opportunity to create a happening if you're ESPN. And one thing that you can do is you could also undercut some other conference if they've got the bigger game that week, because biggest games that week are North Carolina, Miami. Does that do anything for you?
Zero.
Let's see. Auburn against Arkansas. Does that do anything for you? Not bad.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Arkansas is a better draw there.
Yeah, it kind of might be. And then Florida LSU will probably be the CBS game.
That's your 3:30 CBS cat.
So if you're ESPN and you can undercut the 3:30 CBS game with your 4 o'clock ESPN game with Tennessee against Ole Miss with the Manning cast, do you do that?
This has 7 o'clock written all over it.
It does have prime time. You're right. It does have prime time written all over it. And that would probably be against either Georgia, Kentucky, or Alabama, Mississippi State.
So you need mega cast. You'd need two. I mean, I don't know where you're going to push the...
The thing is this. They put it on ESPN Plus... Or they put it on SEC Network Plus, and the app wouldn't work. We'd have to watch it on YouTube 3 days later or something like that.
I don't know how they're going to be able to pull this off. Just based on these, because logistically, based on some of those other SEC games that night, like, so Florida LSU's got the 3:30 spot. You're probably going to give Mississippi State Alabama the ESPN spot.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Give Tennessee Ole Miss ESPN2 and then put the Manning Megacast on Classic?
I don't know where you put it. I don't have ESPN Classic anymore, so I have no idea where to. I wouldn't be able to watch it. Do you do that on ESPN Plus? And you try to drum up ESPN Plus subscribers. Would the Bannings be okay with that? You had Peyton's Place. You had Eli's. You have Eli's Places now, where Eli's doing a similar thing, except he's walking around kind of talking to current college football coaches and things like that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So just did the thing about Bear Bryant with
Nick Saban. Yeah. I'm sorry, I did see that.
So. Where do you put it? It's going to be the big question, but it's not the biggest slate of games. And what it would mean is somebody's getting bumped to the plus, or that broadcast is getting bumped to the plus.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And the question is whether or not they would let either egos let that happen, or if they could actually get enough people to be able to download it or find it, stream it without any issues.
So let me ask you this. Is this going to happen, and will they let it happen because of them having it? If they do this, they're doing it on the plus, right?
Correct.
I think it happens.
I don't think it happens because it's happening on the plus. If Bama maybe was playing somebody like Dog Meet You and they could put them in the noon game or put them in a seven o'clock slot, but they'd be okay with being the ESPN2 game.
And good for Mississippi State no longer being Dog Meet You, by the way.
Yeah, and just as much as people love the idea of Peyton and Eli, by then they're going to have three or four games under their belt. Will it be better? Probably. Will the numbers already be going down on Monday Night Football? Likely. Even though we here locally in East Tennessee and in the Mississippi area thoroughly enjoy what we've gotten, 800,000 viewers out of the first game between Baltimore and Vegas, them carrying that momentum over, unlikely. And then you're telling us, okay, not only are we going to do this, but we've also got to maybe perhaps completely eliminate a cash cow, which is Alabama, which will, they're not putting Alabama up against the 3:30 game.
You know what's, No, they're not.
They're not going to make Alabama the noon game.
They're not.
So what would people rather watch?
They're not going to make Kentucky, Georgia the noon game either.
Ask yourself this. Can Peyton Eli outdraw Alabama? No,
not with another broadcast as well.
There you go.
Especially if that was only 800,000, which this is the thing about ratings. And I don't want to say this about, I don't want to disparage the ratings because we're number one. But so let's never disparage the ratings as long as we're number one. The second we ever are number one, then we'll disparage the ratings. But I don't know anybody that watched the regular broadcast of Monday Night Football. Almost everyone I know watched Monday Night Football. Yeah. I don't know a person that watched the regular broadcast instead of the Manning broadcast. So it's wild that it pulled that much lower, like a tenth of the rating.
Exactly.
That the regular broadcast did, given that literally I don't know a human being that watched the regular broadcast of Monday Night Football.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Are we actually going to get the Manning megacast for the October 16th showdown between Tennessee and Ole Miss?
I think we do. I think they get it done because the momentum is there, because Lane's asking for it, because it's Barstool, because it's on the social mediums. So because of that, I think they find a way to get this done.
Also, I know who's going to win the Tennessee-Ole Miss game coming up on October the 16th.
Ooh.
Because a fortune teller last night at Chihuahua Park told me who was going to win the October 16th showdown between Tennessee and Ole Miss. You don't believe me? You'll hear it next. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. Jaguars coach Urban Meyer put any rumors to rest Wednesday, saying there's no chance he'll leave Jacksonville for the USC job. And Raiders defensive tackle Gerald McCoy will miss the rest of the year with a knee injury. Thursday Night Football has the Giants in Washington tonight. Star running back Saquon Barkley is listed as questionable for the contest. You can hear that coverage of Thursday Night Football tonight right here on The Sports Animal AM 990. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. It's 6:12. Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Fortune teller time on TSL. That's up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
He grew up with posters of Kelly Harper on his bedroom wall. Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Welcome back to the starting lineup, 99.1, The Sports Animal, 619 for your Thursday. That's Will. My name is Tyler. We're on the Stanley Pitts and Gates hotline, 656-9900. I wanted answers last night, so I decided that I was going to venture down to the Chihuahua Park Fairgrounds. And from there, the search began. I was looking for a fortune teller, a palm reader.
Psychic.
Psychic, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I passed a lot of things, from turkey legs, bacon on a stick, throw the ring around the floating duck and win a stuffed animal. And as I continued to search high and low, there were monsters. There were a lot of loud people, a lot of delicious food and interesting smells and views that I saw yesterday while I was down at Chihuahua Park for the Tennessee Valley Fair. So a lot of people there getting ready to see the Commodores. That was the live music.
I was going to ask, who was the live music? It was the Commodores. That's not bad. That's a nice little draw.
Well, the Commodores were there at the Homer Hamilton Theater.
Yes, sir.
There you go. And then wouldn't you know it, I was climbing the hill heading towards the agricultural side of things.
That's very nice.
At the Tennessee Valley Fair. And I just saw a sign that said the Amazing Gabriella. And it looked like, well, let's just call it what it is. It was a very, very comfy and very... It was a very quaint and very comfortable trailer that I saw there on the hill heading up towards the Agricultural Center, the Amazing Gabriella. Kaner, all I did was I just threw my microphone on live on my smartphone, and I don't know if I was had, but I'll just say this. It cost me a little bit of money to figure out, as you can hear our air fryer in the background.
Yeah, we got to get to this. What happened?
I just want you to hear for yourself. These are some of the things that, this is just some of the noises that I took in. Kaner, if you wouldn't mind, this is kind of the introduction. I couldn't talk to her because it was so loud outside. Kaner, you can go ahead and fire away. And the intro of the, you don't?
Yeah, we presumed you wouldn't play the intro.
Oh, did you not?
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to lie to you. There was nothing there.
There's literally nothing there.
I didn't load it.
So here's what happened. Ivan's with the Tennessee Valley Fair. He texts us and says, do you guys dare me to go to the Tennessee Valley Fair and ask the fortune teller what Tennessee's record's going to be this year? And I said, as a matter of fact, I do dare you to do that. Also, bring me a funnel cake. So I was with the Tennessee Valley Fair, hunted down the fortune teller, came off some coin, and got the fortune teller at the Tennessee Valley Fair to tell us, Ivins, what Tennessee's record's going to be this year, game by game. Also, the most important part, I texted you, bring me a funnel cake. And what did you do, Ivins?
I brought you a funnel cake, but also brought it in with my air fryer to make sure that it was nice and crispy and hot so when you ate it.
Look at Ivins. Look at that.
So she was a little confused last night when I opened up the schedule because she wanted to predict what was going to happen between Bowling Green and Pittsburgh, and I should have just had her do it.
That's a concern already.
I should have had her just do it just for legitimacy to see how good she was. But yeah, we went game by game down the list, and... Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know how things are going to play out for the remaining 10 games, here you go. Tennessee versus Tennessee Tech. This is the Amazing Gabriella. All right, so what I have here is a schedule. Shh, that you can...
Whispers, please. Whispers in here only.
Okay, what I have here is a paper, and it's got all the Tennessee games on it.
Is this football?
Yeah, so this is, and there's a big calendar here.
It's a long, long list. We got lots of people, long list.
Okay, so what I need you to do is I need you to help me identify who Tennessee's going to beat.
Okay, so
let's get started.
I see here bowling.
No, I'm sorry. No Bowling Green. No Bowling Green. No Pittsburgh. Start right here, this list right here, Tennessee Tech.
I see two Tennessees.
Okay, so... The Tennessee here in Knoxville is the orange team.
Orange?
Tennessee Tech is down the road, and they're purple.
The orange team.
So Gabriella has Tennessee beating Tennessee
Tech. The Amazing Gabriella picks Tennessee to beat Tennessee Tech this weekend.
Okay, so this is... okay.
Out of the limb.
So here we go. Now, let's keep going. I had her go down the list in order. So here's the Florida prediction. Again, this is with the Amazing Gabriella yesterday at Tennessee Valley Fair.
Okay, this is really good, Gabriella. Okay, so the next game is a big one. You have Tennessee, the orange team again. They're taking on a Florida team. Do you know where Florida is at?
It's very hot, very hot. It's not so good for Tennessee. I choose Florida.
She has Florida beating Tennessee this year.
Clearly, she's the expert. So that's tough break.
What do we think so far, guys? So far, Tennessee's going to go, I guess, 2-2 in the month of September.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Pretty spot on so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to October.
We got the Amazing Kaner in there telling us what the fortune's going to be too.
All right. So the Amazing Gabriella yesterday at Tennessee Valley Fair. The next game on the schedule is Eric Kane,
Missouri.
Let's see what you said about MIZ.
All right, let's go down to the next one. Right there, October. They begin the month. Going to Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri. They're Tigers.
Yeah.
That's no good for Tennessee, for Tigers. No good.
What do you see? Is there like, is it rain? Is it scary?
It's no good. It's October. It's no good.
October's no good.
The amazing Gabriella has Tennessee losing to Missouri.
So the amazing Gabriella has Tennessee losing to Florida.
And then going to Columbia and losing to Missouri.
Losing to Missouri. Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy. So then I guess that would lead us into
South Carolina.
So then there's South Carolina. It's like a bird.
Like a big bird or like a crow?
But more like a rooster.
A rooster?
Yes.
Rooster. Oh, Tennessee beat rooster.
Okay.
And there you go, Tennessee.
Tennessee's going to beat the rooster.
So at this point, Tennessee is 3-3 on the season, according to the amazing Gabriella at the Tennessee Valley Fair.
What about the potential Peyton and Eli megacast game October 16th between Tennessee and Ole Miss? The amazing Gabriella, who wins between Tennessee and Ole Miss?
All right, so we keep going down. This is Ole Miss.
I see here Mississippi.
Same name. It's their nickname. It's the same team. You're fine. It's a big game because their old coach comes.
Old coach, no. In the past. Mississippi.
So Ole Miss beats Tennessee.
Ole Miss beats
according
Tennessee.
To the amazing Gabriella. So she got Tennessee winning one of the next four.
Yeah.
Two of the next four. Sorry.
Two Tennessee of the next four. As well. So then I guess that just leads us into
two of the next six. Sorry.
The cigar game between Tennessee and Alabama. What does she have here? Tennessee versus Alabama. Her thoughts.
So this next one is going to be. This next game's a big one.
Very, very big game. Very big game.
Alabama.
Yes, I know Alabama.
Tennessee doesn't do well against Alabama.
It's time for orange. It's time.
Are you trying to say that Tennessee's going to...
Yes, it's time. It's time. Don't question.
Will West, the amazing Gabriella, thinks Tennessee's beating Alabama.
Look at that!
What?!
The woman's a professional.
Eric! Did we have breaking news here on the... What?
I mean, you heard it from Gabriella first.
There you go!
We're going to keep this timestamp here for a couple
All
weeks.
All right. So that's Tennessee beating Alabama.
Oh, my.
Goodness gracious.
It's the best $100 I've spent.
Did you really spend $100 on this?
$10 a game.
Write that off.
$10 a game? What?
I'm trying to talk about gambling all the time. I'm trying to talk about tax write-offs all the time. Cannon, welcome to the new dynamic.
Okay, Tennessee-Kentucky. Gabriella, what you have to say about Tennessee-Kentucky?
In November right there, you see Kentucky. They were here in Knoxville last year, and they beat Tennessee. Now Tennessee goes up to Kentucky. It's the state north of us.
Okay. It's very good because it's after Halloween. It's very good. I'm going to go with the orange Tennessee.
Okay, so look, now all of a sudden they're on a hot streak. They beat Alabama, Kentucky.
Got the quarterback figured out.
Okay.
There you go. So that's not bad. Well, tell you what, we're up against it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a break and
I'm still blown away with this Bama thing.
And finish out the month of November and finish out what the amazing Gabriella had to say at the Tennessee Valley Fair. I went and found an expert and said, hey, amazing Gabriella, here's $100. Tell me what the Tennessee schedule is going to be. Seriously, write that off. And we're going game by game with the amazing Gabriella after Tyler Ivins pulled her aside, although she keeps yelling at him about talking too loud.
99.1. By the way, she broke that news yesterday, too, that I talk way too loud. You're listening to the Sports Animal. I got cold chills just thinking back to where I was last night. I'm telling you, man, if you just hark a left right there next to the turkey legs. I know what you're saying, Tyler. They sell turkey legs all over the park. You got to find it. Tennessee Valley Fair last night. I walked in. I wanted to find a fortune teller, somebody who could look into the future, a palm reader, somebody who could help me break down the last 10 games of Tennessee's football schedule. And let's be honest, the reason why I was really there in the first place is because Will wanted a funnel cake. Which funnel cake's being reheated right now.
I haven't even brought the air fryer. So Ivan just goes and hunts down the amazing Gabriella at the Tennessee Valley Fair last night.
Yeah.
And goes through Tennessee's schedule with the fortune teller at the Tennessee Valley Fair.
Yeah.
And he brings back funnel cakes in the air fryer to heat up the funnel cakes.
If you just missed it moments ago.
Pretty nice show for you, Ivan. It's not bad at all.
The amazing Gabriella has Tennessee knocking off Alabama this year.
She has Tennessee right now.
Go ahead, run through what we got. Because coming into Tennessee, she wanted to predict Bowling Green in Pittsburgh, but I told her those games have already been played, so we got to get started with Tech this week.
Yes, so she has Tennessee beating Tennessee Tech, losing to Florida, losing to Missouri, beating South Carolina, losing to Ole Miss, beating Alabama, beating Kentucky.
Yeah.
So as of right now, she's got Tennessee at 4-4.
Eric,
No. 5-4.
5-4, because there should be three games.
Yeah, 5-4. I forgot about Bowling Green.
November.
I'm on the amazing Gabriella. I'm forgetting Bowling Green's happened.
Eric, let's get to it. She already has Tennessee upsetting Alabama. Tennessee upsetting Alabama. How does she have Tennessee faring against Georgia in November?
All right, so next, quickly.
Next game, yes.
Georgia. They're red and black. Dogs.
Big scary dogs. Like
bulldogs.
Okay.
It's another big game. It's one of those games Tennessee has to win.
It's not looking so good.
It's not looking so good for Tennessee against Georgia.
So she has Tennessee. The amazing Gabriella has Tennessee losing to Georgia. Yeah. So sitting at 5-5.
Yeah.
With two games remaining on the schedule.
You need one of these next two to go to the bowl game. This is the bowl game. Remember that. Jerry Palm, Brett McMurphy said wasn't going
to
happen.
Yeah, take that, because the amazing Gabriella's got something to say about that, Jerry Palm. Appreciate you coming on the program and always being incredibly gracious to us.
What does she say about South Alabama? This is a penultimate homecoming game for Tennessee.
All right, so this one down here, this is Alabama again.
I thought we did Alabama already.
No, so hang on. This is a different Alabama. This is
there's two?
This is a Southern Alabama. They're not as good as the other Alabama. But so Tennessee plays two Alabamas this year, but this is
They beat them both.
It's bowl eligible, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a nail biter right there. I was like, are they gonna beat South Alabama?
So Tennessee is 6-5, bowl eligible, homecoming is perfect. Because now you pick up your seventh victory against Vanderbilt.
There you go. 7-5. I end up being right. And I don't gloat about it constantly for the rest of the offseason.
So let's just go ahead and get to it. Amazing Gabriella, your thoughts on Tennessee versus Vanderbilt at the end of the season.
All right. So this last one here, and I really appreciate your time. Vanderbilt. So
that's a very regal name. Very regal.
So they can't, down in Nashville. You know where Nashville is?
Yes, Nashville.
Okay, so that's where they play. Tennessee.
I see here is a star.
Right, so they've got that V's for Vanderbilt and the star. We here in Knoxville kind of look at that team in Nashville as like the little brother.
Ooh, careful with little brothers. Little brothers sometimes, they beat up on big brothers.
So who do you have winning, Tennessee or Vanderbilt?
Little brothers.
Tennessee, wait. Tennessee beats Alabama but loses to Vanderbilt?
Just like you drew it up, right?
I mean, she's the professional. I'm not.
I can't look a professional in the face that I handed $100 to answer these questions last night.
So Tennessee at 6-6 with a win against Alabama and a loss to Vanderbilt, according to the amazing Gabriella, the fortune teller at the Tennessee Valley Fair.
Keep in mind, Tyler, that's where we had Tennessee, 6-6 in the year.
That's all I hear is that.
How do you get there? Well, you beat Alabama, lose to Vanderbilt, but you're there.
Would you take that right now? If I laid that on the table to you right now and said Tennessee goes 6-6, amazing Gabriella, exactly the way she lays it out.
No.
You wouldn't take that.
No. Because
you beat Bama.
But you beat
you
Bama.
End the Bama streak. But then you lose to Vanderbilt. So it's like you're taking 17 steps forward and then 25 back. You know what I'm saying? Like 6-6, you take it. Beat Alabama, you take it. Lose to Vanderbilt in the same season you beat Alabama. No one survives.
Goodness. No. I would take it all day. If I'm Tennessee right now, from where I am right now, would it hurt to lose to Vanderbilt? Yes, but you beat Alabama, so you just walk around double stone cold and everybody, chucking Steve Weisers while you're taking that loss to Vanderbilt.
A couple years ago in this program, Will, we all three had the conversation. You and I said you would take 8-4 all day with a loss to Vanderbilt rather than 7-5 with a win over Vanderbilt.
Yes.
I still believe that, but in this circumstance, no.
I take the win against Bama, because that proves there's something on the recruiting trail that'll look good. If you knock off Bama, what you know, you cover recruiting Caner. How good would that look?
Oh, it would look incredible. But then if you lose to Vanderbilt 3 weeks later.
Mikey on the Twitters, what's the over-under on how many times she had to shush at Tyler Ivins? Notorious Bob says this is priceless TSL. Jonathan Cooper says this is darn good radio, boys. Fortune teller segment. Here's the thing. A lot of you guys out there, you probably are going to say to yourself, I need to go find the amazing Gabriella. She said she was only going to be there for a limited time, so if no better time than the present to maybe get down to the Tennessee Valley Fair and find the amazing Gabriella. And she can Tennessee beating Alabama. Guys, I've got cold chills right now. Can you imagine if this actually happens coming up on the 3rd September, 3rd Saturday of October?
We appreciate the service of the amazing Gabriella as well. Let us know what's going to happen.
Okay, this is what we're
going to do. We don't have to do radio the rest of the year. We'll just mail it in and get a paycheck, which we were going to do anyway.
The air fryer's got the I brought you a funnel cake as well from the fair.
And I appreciate that. Look at that.
I got my face painted like Spider-Man last night, and it washed off this morning, and half of the red paint still on my pillow from last night. We got to get to a lot of things that were Tennessee Valley Fair-ish. And then, hey, by the way, Love It or Leave It's coming up the next segment. Thursday, TSL continues next. First, Caner's got an update on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Baseball scores from Wednesday night. The Braves fell in extra innings to the Rockies in 10, 3-2. The Phillies walked it off over the Cubs 6-5, so the Braves lead in the National League East now at 3.5 games. The Pirates got by the Reds 5-4. The Yankees down the Orioles 4-3, and the Red Sox defeated the Mariners 9-4. Rivalry Thursday is back in action tonight. Fulton travels to Gibbs at 7 o'clock. Catch Brian Rice, Jason Swain on the call right here on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 6:42, Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Love or Leave It's coming up next. Good morning, I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
If you miss the amazing Gabriella, we'll have it for you again coming up. Hour number 2, 3 of the program. You're going to want to stay with us.
You are not going to want to miss the amazing Gabriella. Tyler Ivins with it to the Tennessee Valley Fair, hunted down the fortune teller, and went through Tennessee's schedule to find exactly out what's going to happen the rest of this Tennessee football season.
Get to that coming up in hour number 2 of the program, 656-9900. Caner, if you would, please, big red button time. Let's get to it. This is Love It or Leave It for a Thursday TSL.
Eight FCS teams have defeated FBS programs already this year, with 3 defeats coming against Power 5 teams. Love or leave it, another Power 5 school will fall to an FCS team this year.
I'll jump on this. I'll leave this. I mean, look, I understand what happened with Vanderbilt, ETSU. I get it with whole Montana, Washington. This isn't going to happen again. We're not having another final snap Jacksonville State. My goodness, look at the Gamecocks in the end zone. Gene Deckerhoff, Florida State. No, that's just not going to happen. So do I think an FCS team might pull off an upset this year against an FBS? Sure. Against a Power 5 FBS opponent, ain't happening, a.k.a. ain't happening this week. Also, Gabriella told us it was not going to happen. Texas, not going to be Tennessee.
No, it's not going to happen. And the reason why is as the season goes along, it's going to be tougher and tougher for these FCS teams because they played in the spring. So because of that, as the season goes along, they're just going to be broken. They're just going to be tired. It's too much. And so we're not going to see that late season FCS team knocks off a big FBS team.
South Carolina travels to Athens this Saturday to face off against Georgia in an SEC East battle. Love or leave it, the Gamecocks will cover the 31.5 spread.
I love this. They will cover 31.5. Georgia's offense isn't dynamic enough yet, and it will. But this will be a game that sends them in that trajectory. Georgia's offense isn't dynamic enough yet. They're going to shut them out, I think, 30-0. Just under.
The amazing Will West. What's going on
That's
over
right.
here?
That's right. I'm channeling them as the amazing Gabriella.
I don't care if they do cover. That's too many points for me to throw.
Yep.
So, yeah, I love this. Carolina will travel. Will cover on the road in Athens.
Urban Meyer told the Jacksonville media on Wednesday that there's no chance he would leave the Jaguars to coach in Los Angeles. Love or leave it, you believe the head coach.
Hey, you know what? I do. I love this. I honestly believe that he wants to win on the NFL level so he can say, I did it successfully on the college level, and I'm going to attempt to do it successfully on the National Football League level. Do I think he'll have success? We'll wait and see on that. But no, you know what? I don't think Urban packs his bags for Los Angeles. He's good for Jacksonville.
I don't think he takes the job, but no chance. No chance. I'm going to leave this. It's Urban Meyer. He's going to lose a lot this year. How does he handle that?
He doesn't?
Yeah. So there's a chance. So I'm going to leave this because I do not believe him, but I do not believe he'll be the head coach.
Thursday Night Football pits together two NFC East rivals as the Giants visit Washington. Love it or leave it, Danny Dimes gets his first victory of 2021 tonight in Landover.
Leave this. Hardcore leave this. Did you see what the Giants had to do at the end of the season? One, they had six players that decided to retire rather than play for Joe Judge. Just like, good dudes. Not like people that were malcontents. People that just don't want to be cussed out for being decent little players.
Right.
And then they had to just go scrap heap a bunch of offensive linemen and throw them out there because they don't know how to actually invest in the offensive line. No, the Giants are terrible. And the Washington's going to beat them by two touchdowns tonight.
I leave this too. Washington actually is the underdog in this game, and I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to me.
I watched them block last week. It did not go well.
I'm kind of actually upset that I couldn't get them at three in the hook. So it's Washington plus three right now. Something to look forward to riding with Ivans. I leave this.
Plus, Barkley might not even play. Two games in 4 days.
Yep.
Yeah, might not even play.
And his pitch count was not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
All right, last one. Today is National Guacamole Day. Love it or leave it, guacamole.
Leave it.
Come on.
Leave it.
Ivans. Okay.
Leave it.
Guacamole's not good. He's got the palate of a 5-year-old.
Yeah, no surprise over here.
Guacamole's not good.
Guacamole's fantastic. There's a reason it costs extra, because it's worth it. That's why guacamole costs extra. Thumbs up on the guacamole. Big fan.
I can't do it. That's why one of the most, I'm not trying to cross promote, not trying to cross over segment here, but probably one of the most, I would say, discussed, argued over start bench cuts all time. Start bench cut, salsa, queso, guac. And queso's usually the start.
Queso's the start.
See people pull knives out on whether you're cutting guac or salsa.
And they're wrong because salsa's the bench.
Salsa's the bench.
You know what? Salsa is the bench on that one.
Look at us.
Yeah, and guacamole is the cut, but guacamole's still delicious. And avocado is a superfood.
What are you trying to tell me? That you're going to eat guac with your family wearing your New Balances from New Balance Knoxville?
That's right. New Balance Knoxville Suburban Shopping Center. The perfect fit every time. You're buying local. When you buy at New Balance Knoxville, you love the styles and colorways that they have for fall. It's New Balance Knoxville Suburban Shopping Center.